Many thanks for joining us, Peter. As we look ahead to the IFA-FAI President's Junior Cup decider, and I suppose fair to say, quite a few people probably don't know too much about this competition. It isn't something that sort of surfaced here in the past. The winners of the FAI Junior Cup, yourselves, of course, against Enniskillen Rangers, they won the IFA Junior Cup. So there's a novelty element to it, but it's another potential trophy to win, and you'll be going out to win.
Oh, yeah, 100%. It's another game similar to the Tam Ham that we're really looking forward to, and we would really love to lift. I think it would make us the first team from up the side of the country to lift that as well, so that'll be really nice. Yeah, looking forward to it.
Yeah, now that win over Glebe North to win the Tam Ham trophy, they are the Intermediate Cup, they were the Intermediate Cup champions from last year. I mean, that's a great sort of start to your whole campaign. And, you know, it came sort of almost at the end of the summer when normally you probably wouldn't be in great shape. So I suppose it kick-started things.
Well, it didn't, did I? I think on the day we might not have played too great. It was the subs came, we were 2-0 down. It was the subs came to our rescue and the man gave us a new lease of life, pulled 2 goals back late. It was great to lift it on the day. But as you say, it was a funny time of the year for a cup final. It was a hard one, I suppose, to prepare for. But any bit of silver you can get your hands on is great, and we were delighted to lift it on the day.
Yeah, so Coghill won 5 trophies, I think I'm right in saying, last season's. So yeah, you've already won in the cabinet for this year. You know, how do you keep that hunger going? Is there any slackening at all, or do you just keep wanting more?
It's kind of hard to put your finger on. Within this club and the squad and the good players and the management, just a real hunger to keep going and to keep winning. And I think momentum's a big one. You just try and keep the momentum going, keep the ball rolling, and you take no game lightly. You don't look too far ahead. You don't get carried away. Just focus on your next game. That's what you really look at. Try and win every game. Come in the season, see how you're fixed. And I think that's the kind of way we always do it. We don't look too far ahead of ourselves. That's it.
Yeah. Now, you've been at the club since around 9 years of age, so played in countless matches. And, you know, it seems in certainly over the last decade, as Coghill have dominated things here in the county, and you've had all those cup competitions as well, the squad, it never seems to weaken. And yet again, I was chatting to your manager, Gavin Cullen, a couple of weeks ago. Again, you've brought in some players, and I suppose at the level that you're at, you know, you have to, it is a squad game these days, especially when you're in so many competitions, and you need to have guys who are on the bench who are pretty much as good as the guys who are on the field at the start of play.
Well, that's 100%. There's a lot of games, you know, between now and May and the business end of the season. There's a lot of amounts of football to be played. You need a lot of players. Different things happen throughout the season. People get injured, people come and go, and different things happen. So the squad does really be used. As Gavin always says, you know, the team that starts the start of the season will be very different to the team that finishes out the season, which we always see. But I think every year that we always kind of keep our core group and try and freshen up a few new faces, and we did the same this year, and the lads brought in a rather new lease of life and a new bit of quality. So keep things ticking over nicely and keep competition for places, which is huge because it keeps everybody on their toes.
And the demands on the players, Peter, because you're involved in so many competitions, I'm sure there's quite a few players who, you know, if you go back over the last few years, you really haven't had much of a break in the traditional sense.
No, that's true. Just with the way competitions fall and stuff, obviously it's getting through to the second round of the FAI Senior Cup, that falls quite early in our pre-season campaign, which forces you back early. But it's great. It's great to be involved in these games. If you don't mind too much, you're still getting your 4 to 6 weeks off, whatever it is. That's great. Great to keep at it, aye? Don't mind too much.
Yeah. So you're up and running. The Jackie Crossan Premier Division is underway. You're off to a winning start in that. Now we're involved in this cup match this coming weekend. It's down in Ballinamallard in Fermanagh against Enniskillen Rangers. I suppose you don't know too much about them, but we would suspect Gavin has his homework done. And, you know, in this day and age between Facebook and videos, it's probably a little bit easier than it was in your earlier days to find out more about opposition teams.
I think Gavin has his homework done all right. To be fair to him, he doesn't usually overload us with information fairly on in the week. He'd probably give us a bit more now coming up closer to game day. But I think he has a fair bit of research on them. But I'd be expecting a tough challenge. You know, the standard of football in the North is very high. And any team that's won in the Junior Cup in there is obviously going to be a good staring test. So, no, I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, and by all accounts, you know, they're a pretty decent side. They've won the Irish Junior Cup in the North four times. They've been runners-up four times, and they seem to have dominated the Fermanagh and Western Division One in recent seasons. So, you know, it certainly is a game that two quality sides going in, and it could well go to, who knows, extra time and penalties. I'm sure both teams will give it their all.
100%, yeah. As you say, they have dominated in there. Kind of probably some of themselves have done really well out here. So, and it's the first time, I think, that the two teams have met. So hopefully it does come to be a good game on Saturday.
Yeah, and
we'll give it a good shot tonight.
Great to win the Tom Hahn trophy, but this would be a trophy that would make you, if you can win this, you know, champions of the whole island, and there's not too many competitions that you'd be able to boast that. So, you know, it is, let's give it its dues. I mean, it is a very prestigious cup if you can win it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, no, we're really gunning for it. As you say, it'd be massive being champions of the All Ireland, and with the Tom Hahn and the trophy cabinet ready, it'll be another really nice one to add to the collection.
In terms of penalty shootouts, do you practice them much amongst the team in cup before cup competitions?
There was sometimes not. I don't think it's a hard one to replicate. I think it just comes down to on the day who can keep their nerve the best. You can do some practicing and training, but it's hard to replicate that feeling of a game day or a cup final. So I think you can kind of overshoot it too. But no, we generally wouldn't do too much practicing on penalties. Hopefully try and get the business done before that.
Yeah. Now, looking ahead to the season in general, the FAI Junior Cup, having won it last year and having missed out so narrowly on intermediate cups in previous years, I presume one of the chief aims will be to defend that FAI Junior Cup title. And once again, good grounds to suspect that there'll be quite a few teams from Donegal who'll be certainly pushing for a run. And that shows just the strength of the game at junior level here.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. There's a lot of quality sides up this side of the country. I think that if you get out of the first couple of rounds out of the county, sometimes you find that, you know, you get a couple of draws then that are a bit handier, so to speak, than the draws you might have within your county. No, there's definitely a lot of good teams up here that I think, given the right draws, could go very far in this competition and do really well.
Yeah, and of course you're the team that everybody wants to win against in the Junior Cup, and it'll be the same once again in the Inishowen League as you bid to defend that title. And certainly it's going to be as competitive as ever. I know some of your opposition sides, they have also strengthened, and they'd all love to really get one over you.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. That's what you like to see, like, team strengthened up and putting up a good challenge, and 100%. Hopefully it makes for a good tight league campaign now. That's what I think everybody wants to see. So, happy days. Bring it on.
So, finally, Peter, you know, going into a cup so early on in the season, I suppose it's a nice to have that little bit of momentum going, and no doubt in training everybody's in good form and really looking forward to it, because it'll give everybody a nice lift if you can add this to the Tom Hahn trophy already.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It's lovely to be involved in these matches at this stage of the season, come into the winter time, and as you say, to add a bit of software at this time of year, it does give everybody a boost.